Good morning, and happy Father's Day. In honor of that, I thought I would start our children's time this morning with a few dad jokes. And they happen to all be dinosaur themed. First one, what do you call a dinosaur with a great vocabulary? A thesaurus. What do you get when you cross a Tyrannosaurus Rex with explosives? Dynamite. And let's see, how can you tell when there's a Stegosaurus in your refrigerator? You can't close the door. I told you they were dad jokes. And our last one, what dinosaur can jump higher than a house? All of them, houses can't jump. Alrighty, in today's scripture, there was a really bad storm. And Jesus and his disciples were in the worst possible place to be during a storm, in a boat in the middle of the sea. They were in that boat because they were going to the other side. Jesus had been teaching all day, and a whole crowd of people had been coming to him, asking for miracles and asking probably a zillion questions. So Jesus needed a break. He had been teaching and surrounded by so many people, you might have thought that he was like Justin Bieber with all of his crazy fans coming around him. But at this point, Jesus really needed some time to rest. So he and his disciples took a boat across the lake. And Jesus fell asleep. It's easy to understand why. Yes, Jesus is God, but Jesus is also human. And I'm sure that he was totally exhausted. Now, Jesus' disciples couldn't just turn on the TV or pull out their cell phone and check the weather to see if a storm was coming. So out there, the storm took them completely by surprise. Yes, many of them were fishermen, and they had probably dealt with a few storms in their time, but this one was a monster, and they were super scared, especially since they had read on the internet that a boat is the worst place to be during a storm. Just kidding. So it was a dark and scary night. Waves were starting to crash over the sides of the boat. The winds were howling. What would you have done at that point? And there was Jesus, snoozing away on his pillow in the boat. How could he sleep during such a storm? But his disciples were scared enough that they decided to go and wake him up. They were probably scared out of their minds and shouting, "Oh, we're gonna die, we're gonna die. Jesus, wake up. Don't you even care?" I'm sure that they were really surprised at what Jesus did. He didn't get up and start screaming or worrying that they were all going to die. He wasn't even worried. He simply got up and said, "Peace, be still." And the sea instantly calmed. The wind went away and the waves sunk back into the smooth, glassy surface of the lake. Just like that, Jesus spoke and the storm ended. Now, after Jesus calmed the storm, he turned to his disciples. "Why are you so afraid? "Do you still have no faith?" The disciples had been with Jesus. They had seen the miracles that he had done. They had heard his teaching. So it was pretty shocking that they still didn't realize what Jesus was capable of doing. They were actually terrified of the fact that Jesus could calm the storm just by talking. They even started talking behind Jesus' back, saying, "What kind of guy is this that even the winds and the waves obey him?" It's obvious that the disciples didn't understand who Jesus is. It's almost like having Peter Parker in your house, living with you, eating with you, and not knowing that he's really Spider-Man. Many people saw Jesus just as a regular guy because he looked just like any other human. But his powers are limitless because he's God. Jesus wants us to know that we don't have to be afraid. Sometimes things happen. Storms come, cars get into accidents, we tip our bikes over and scratch our knees, we start getting a bit nervous when all of the lights are turned out, maybe we're moving to a new school or going to camp for the first time, maybe we even have to deal with a bully. Lots of things might cause us to feel afraid or like there's a storm going on inside our hearts. But through it all, we can know and trust that Jesus loves us and is always with us. And Jesus can calm those storms too. When we put our trust in God, we can have faith that God will help us through anything. Will you pray with me? God, we are such a thankful people. We are thankful for Jesus. We're thankful that we can put our trust in you and that you will help us to calm all the storms that we face. We thank you for helping us to be confident and brave, even when things happen that might make us feel afraid. We love you, Lord. Amen.